There are already 15,000 Milwaukee children using the taxpayer-funded voucher program to attend private or religious schools. Kwame Green teaches some of them at the CEO Leadership Academy. As his students stand in the Capitol Rotunda quietly holding signs that read, "Support the Doyle Voucher Deal," he says this field trip to the Capitol is an example of the kind of education his school offers.
It's a learning experience for them, and that's what this is all about, education. So they're getting real-life education, which is something that we provide at our school, and for them to get a deeper understanding of what it is they're doing, the process, taking a stand for something that they believe in, something that affects them.
One of Green's students, 16-year-old Pertell Higgins, says switching from a public school to a voucher school definitely had an effect on him. It turned his grades around, and he'd like to see the program grow so more students can benefit.
I went to John Burroughs Middle School, and my grades was like 0.1, and now I'm at a small Christian high school. I mean, I went up to a 4-point. I mean, that's coming from nothing all the way up to the top.
Students from two more voucher schools will be in the Capitol tomorrow bringing the same message that the program should be allowed to grow. Opponents of the deal to expand vouchers say the funding formula will boost taxes for Milwaukee residents and drain funding from public schools. But Governor Doyle has promised to fix that funding problem in the next state budget. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.